Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the If I Talk podcast. I'm your host, Pa. I'm here with my co-host, AJ. This is going to be a very short episode where we will be talking about the real estate market here in Seattle. And the question is whether you should buy or you should rent here in the Seattle market. But before we get into it, I will just go ahead and introduce my co-host, AJ. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing pretty good today. Just enjoying the weekend with the family, and always a good time just chatting with you on this podcast.
All right, great.
How are you? How's your weekend going?
My weekend has been good. I mean, not a whole lot, just running errands and that kind of stuff. But that's hard to do when you are fasting. So
yeah,
as you know, we're in the month of Ramadan, so that's kind of hard to do, you know, most things.
Yeah.
But we're out here recording a podcast, so that is great.
Yeah, my kids are fasting, and they're also out there playing sports, you know, practicing baseball, running around. I'm like, you know, I'm always running around trying to pick the one up from here, taking them to other sports, you know. But luckily for this weekend, it rained yesterday and the game got canceled. So that way we didn't have any sports for this weekend. We're going to start back up tomorrow, Monday, and just pick it right off and keep running with it.
Oh, that's great. I remember when we were much younger, we used to have that energy, fasting and playing sports at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can do that anymore. So,
yeah.
But anyway, since this one is going to be a short episode, I'm just going to get right into it. AJ, you've stayed here for quite a while now. To be exact, you've stayed here for how long now in the Seattle market?
About 15, 16 years now.
Oh, about 16 years or so.
16 okay. years, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. I've been here for about 8 months now.
Okay.
So, but from the observation that I have done since I moved down here, even before I moved down here, because I was a homeowner back in North Carolina, and I saw the benefits of owning a home. There are some downsides to it also, but there are more upsides to it, especially if you sell and they write you that check, it feels pretty good. But when I moved down over here, it was a different story because of how expensive the home prices are down here compared to North Carolina. So we decided to rent for now here in Redmond. And it's quite pricey compared to what we're paying, you know, our mortgage in North Carolina. So our dilemma now is, are we going to continue renting or are we going to buy?
So I feel like what you're doing right now is perfectly fine. When you move from a state to a new area, I feel like you need to actually know the area before you buy a house and know which part of the city that you would like to buy a house. And I think that's what renting does. It gives you that time to kind of like evaluate, see what part of the city, how you like this part versus that part of the city, which get to know the neighborhoods before you finally buy a house and, you know, lock yourself in into the house. I feel like renting is a perfectly thing to do for a while. You know, we're going to look at the numbers here in a little bit and kind of like weigh what options here and give you our opinions, my opinion, your opinion. We'll see how we can go about it in this episode.
Okay. Well, I guess we can go through the pros and cons of buying and renting. As you know, AJ, the median rent price here in the Seattle area, according to Zillow, for a one bedroom is about $1,900. And the median home price for a three bedroom home in Seattle is about $750,000. If you have to buy a home, you will have to come up with a down payment. And I mean, the average down payment here in the Seattle area is about $100,000 to buy a house. Not many people have that.
Absolutely not.
Right. That is just the down payment. You haven't, you know, even touched on the closing fees, the earnest money, and all of that, you know, that comes with buying a house. And then after you buy the house, you got to worry about the mortgage. You got to worry about the insurance. You got to worry about the taxes, which are kind of high over here too. So if you were to talk to somebody into buying a house, what will you tell them are the pros of buying a house in the Seattle area here?
First, let's take a little step back. Mm-hmm. And we are part of the FI community.
Yes.
And one thing that I know as a FI about the FI community is that we think a little bit different than mm-hmm. the norm. Mm-hmm. Okay. We see a problem. We see that people want to work, you know, and just spend and save very little until they're 65. And we said, no, we can look at this differently. We can take a look at just doing a little bit of different things to have options, whether to work or not to work until 65. So you're talking about Seattle, the real estate market. I know that Seattle is pricey, mm-hmm. but does it have to be in Seattle? Can you drive 20 minutes away from Seattle for a lot cheaper, 30 minutes away from Seattle? So I feel like we can take a look at those options. It's not just cut and dry. Mm-hmm. I had a coworker who was renting really close to work and paying over $2,000 for one bedroom, and then moved a little bit and bought a house, and his mortgage is a little bit more than what he was paying for rent for now for three bedroom. So we can take a look at those options and look at the numbers and think a little bit differently than just the cut and dry. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of pros and cons to buying any house. So if you look at numbers wise, is it better to rent or is it better to buy? I feel like I've done a lot of math on it. So if you're buying a house and you're paying, let's for example, $3,000 on your mortgage. This doesn't include your down payment, which right. locks in a whole lot of money mm-hmm. that you could have used for investing. And you're paying $3,000 for your mortgage, but you could rent for $2,000. That and invest the difference. Okay. So I feel like over 30 years, renting and investing the extra $1,000, you come out a little bit ahead, even though your home might appreciate in value, even though you're going to have a lot of equity. But just for money, just for numbers, the renting part comes out a little bit ahead. But it's not all about just the numbers and math and money. There's some emotional aspects to buying a house, which I don't think we can quantify.
You cannot put a price tag on that.
You cannot put a price tag on it. There's also the other part of it is not everybody is investing that difference between a $2,000 rent and $3,000 mortgage. Not everybody's doing that. So mm-hmm. people like us that can see that, a lot of people will just inflate their lifestyle and not even invest it. But if you buy a house that is forcing you to pay that $3,000 mortgage, it's a forced savings, which in the long run benefits a lot of people.
So now, when it comes to renting, which I am currently doing right now, in a very, very pricey neighborhood, that if I was to buy a house here, it's going to cost at least a minimum of close to $1,500 in addition to what I'm paying rent right now. So it's just like the situation that you were just saying. It will make financial sense, you know, in that situation. You know, but just like you said, there are some things that you cannot put a price tag on it. You know, the emotions, the convenience, you know, that a house brings, you know, and that kind of stuff. So that definitely makes sense, you know, but like at the same time too, as much as you are saving money, the house prices are continuing to go up. So you can sit and wait all you want. I don't think the house prices are going to go down anymore. That's very, very unlikely. So
yeah. I was listening to, I think it was Dave Ramsey that said that in the past 40 years, the housing market went down twice.
Twice. Wow.
Twice in the past 40 years.
40 years.
So we could wait and hope that the market is going to go down at some point. If I had it my way here in the Seattle area, I would have bought a house in 2010, 2009, 2010, 2011. That would be a
great time. Yep.
That would have been the best time to buy. But I bought my house in 2015. Okay. I could have said in 2015 that, oh, prices are way higher than 2010. And I want to wait for them to go back to the pricing level of 2010. And guess what?
Nope.
It would not have happened.
Exactly.
So we bought our house in 2015. And it has appreciated a lot in value in the past 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. And it keeps going. It blows my mind.
Right.
If I could buy, if I was going to buy a house at this time, I don't think I can afford this house right now that, you know, I can, you know, I'm living in. So that brings the question, if you are, what you're looking for versus, are you looking for a 3-bedroom? Are you looking for a 4-bedroom? What are your criteria? What are you seeing in pricing? And what is the trend, basically? Because in our area, it just keeps going up and up. I'm not sure if it's going to slow down or at some point go back down. Also, you can also beg the question of buying a rental real estate, because I was thinking of that.
That is true.
And a rental real estate in the Seattle area, I don't know about the ROI on it. I don't know if you have looked at those numbers, but can you make in rent what you pay in mortgage? I mean, it's going to be a tough one, but maybe we have to bring an expert to talk to us about this.
Yes, especially something like flipping also. You know, I think that is also something that, you know, most people are looking into and most people are doing, you know, right here. So just like you said, I think it would be beneficial to have somebody who's in real estate to kind of help us with those kind of situations.
But the takeaway here is basically we can use our judgment and we can think a little bit differently. So in your area, if you're looking at pricing that are really high, I feel like first find a neighborhood that you feel comfortable in that are a little bit more reasonable. And we can talk about, you know, transportation, and we can talk about how far is it from your job and all this other stuff, but that counts. That does count.
Yes, yes it does.
But you know, I feel like you can have probably a little bit of equal distance or a little bit, you know, farther from your job, a little bit, that could be a little bit cheaper than if you are going to live in actually Seattle. My supervisor, who bought his house in the early 90s for $125,000.
Oh, my God.
When he was ready to retire, and this is in Seattle, he listed this house for $700,000. Okay. I think it was like 12 or 13 families just came and camped out and they were bidding. It was a bidding war.
Wow.
He ended up selling it for $866,000. And he did not even take the highest bidder. He took the highest cash bidder.
That's way more than the asking price.
And I feel like that's where we are right now. I'm not a real estate agent, so I'm not sure what exactly is going on in the real estate market. I'm not up to date on it. But by talking to a lot of people, you basically have to offer probably more than the asking price to even to have a chance right now. So it's crazy. It's definitely crazy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, being a former house owner myself, I would just want to point out, you know, just some of the benefits that I believe are when it comes to owning your own house. One is the tax benefits that come with it. Those are things that you can write off. Another one also is that you are actually investing in your future, because what that does is your mortgage payment, that doesn't change, even though the taxes may change, but the principal doesn't change and the interest keeps going down as you are paying. So it's very beneficial when it comes to owning your own house.
Yeah. And I also talked about the forced savings. You're forced to put the money into the house versus having the option to spend it or invest it. that's another benefit. If a lot of people would not even think that they could invest the difference between their rent and versus their mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So by paying it into the mortgage, you're forcing yourself to save, you know,
right.
But at the time, in the future, you can, your hopefully your housing price is appreciating value. But also, if you do sell it, you know, you get that money back out from the house.
Exactly.
Another benefit, though, that I personally really liked was that basically you can do a lot more when you have your own home versus when you're renting, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah.
I remember when we were renting, my kids were little, they were running around making noise, and we were getting complaints from exactly. other people saying, your kids are making too much noise. But buying your own home, that you, your walls are detached from each other, from exactly. other houses.
Exactly.
They don't hear any noise. You can make all the noise that you want. They can run around. They can play, you know, baseball in the house.
Probably that's just the convenience idea. That I was talking about. You know, I mean, you right. cannot put a price tag on that.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So that makes it something that you don't even put numbers. And another thing is, especially in the real estate in the Seattle area, is that, man, is it appreciating like crazy?
It is.
It's appreciating like crazy. So having your own house, and for numbers wise, if I could sell this house right now that mm-hmm. we live in, I think it appreciated probably a little bit more than in the past 5 years, more than the average that the stock market would appreciate.
Right.
I mean,
right.
if you're just doing index fund 8%,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and that's just blows my mind that mm-hmm. usually real estate doesn't appreciate that much.
Right.
Usually stocks investing is what appreciates more in the long run. But in this past 5 years, it's been crazy. And that's just another benefit of owning your own home. One more. Yeah. You touched on the tax benefit of how, especially having a mortgage, you touched on the tax benefit. But one thing that is overlooked is that you're not putting in 100% of the money.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you put in 20% and your house appreciates a lot. So you basically, it's kind of some type of a leverage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know we don't talk a lot about leverage in the FIRE community. Well, mm-hmm. I think they do. There's mm-hmm. a lot of people that are using real estate to get to FIRE.
Yes.
Which is amazing. And it's probably one of the best ways to build wealth. But
it is.
But even owning your home, you're actually leveraging your 20% that you put in, or 10% or whatever that you put in down, versus the whole worth that the house, does that make sense? That the house,
yes, yes,
the whole worth of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, I know, definitely. I mean, we are talking about Seattle, but just like you said, you need to look at other areas around the Seattle area, especially right. going down south, the Tacoma area, Renton, Kent, Five, Federal Way, those places are starting to pick up right now. If you want to go to places like Bellevue and Redmond, now there, you will probably need $1 million in order to get a 4-bedroom house. So those are just some of the demographic, you know, differences here in the Seattle area that people really need to be aware of. I mean, even going up north, it's starting to get a little pricey now. Maybe you can help me on that, AJ, you know, because you stay a little up north, you know, but going to, you know, places like Lake Stevens, Marysville, Snohomish, and those kind of places too, you know, they're starting to pick up a little bit too.
Oh, yeah. I think the whole area is picking up when it comes to real estate. Basically, I live a little bit north of Seattle. When I was mm-hmm. looking at a house, I was looking at a little bit farther north where you could get more house for your money. But we settled down on the Linwood area. Mm-hmm. Part of it was that, you know, it's closer to where we both work, and, you know, traffic, you know, tends to pick up once you pass this area. But just looking at housing pricing, I think it's going up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that you could get a lot. You could still get a lot of house for the money if you buy, you know, 20 minutes or 30 minutes outside of Seattle than if you try to get a house in Seattle or Bellevue or Redmond, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
So you could get a lot more. And I feel like it's a lot more affordable. One thing I do look at is that we could have sat on it and waited and say, hey, the pricing is not the same as when we were looking at housing in 2010. But then it's still going up, you know, it still keeps going up. So it's kind of like a tough subject. But at the same time, you know, it's a big decision for anybody.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I know we haven't talked much about renting and that kind of stuff. I mean, there are some advantages to renting also. I mean, it gives you that flexibility also if you want to move around, you know, and if you have kids also, you want to move to a very good school district also. I mean, buying a house means your kids will have to settle with whatever school district you are on, you are in. But if you are renting, it gives you that flexibility to move around to find schools that are much better, because elementary schools and middle schools, they can be different, and middle schools and high schools can be different as well. So if you want to move every 5 years, you know, just so that your kids can have that good school district, I think that's also a very good advantage of renting, you know. So, but I think AJ, we will have to get more into this. You are a numbers guy. So one thing that we're going to do is our next episode or so, we will have to have like an amortization schedule, you know, and we kind of go through that, choosing between a 30-year mortgage and choosing a 15-year mortgage, and just kind of run through those numbers. And hopefully that will help some people.
So, yeah, in the beginning of the episode, I talked about the price difference between renting and buying. And if you invest that difference in the long run, you come out in money wise ahead. But there's also several benefits to renting. You don't have to come up with a huge down payment to rent.
That is true.
You know, it's first month, last month, and, you know, maybe security deposit.
Yep.
The other thing, you have the flexibility. You talked about that. But also that there's no maintenance cost.
If
the refrigerator or water heater goes out, you know, you don't have to come out, you know, from your emergency fund. You just call your landlord.
Or the AC.
Yeah.
That was our biggest problem in North Carolina. And it always goes out when the summer starts.
Isn't that amazing?
I know.
And you guys needed AC over there. We don't have AC here.
No, that's what I realized here, that many houses don't have AC. But if you look many at houses. It, you know, me and my wife, we were just talking about it. This past few weeks, I mean, it was starting to kind of get hot according to Seattle standards, which was like in the 70s, you know, or so. But that's just only during the day. But in the morning, it's usually in the 40s. And at night, it's also in the 40s and 50s. So we just open our windows and we have this nice cool breeze coming in. So I see why you guys don't have ACs here.
I think you need AC maybe 2-3 weeks out of the year.
Yeah.
So you can kind of like just tough it out, just buy a fan or whatever and and get through those 2 or 3 weeks. But yeah, there's definitely pros and cons to renting and pros and cons to buying a house. You know, we talked about that a lot, but you know, I feel like if anybody is interested to see episodes from us like this more often, you know, in real estate or interested in the Seattle market, just send us an email at fitalkpodcast@gmail.com.
All right. Definitely. So we're going to call that a wrap. This one is a very short episode according to our standards. So we're going to call it a wrap here, and hopefully we will delve more into this with somebody that knows a whole lot about the real estate market here than we do. So on that note, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.